In 10 years since two dozen elk were reintroduced to northern Wisconsin in the Shawamigan National Forest near Clam Lake, 61 elk have died. DNR wildlife biologist Lane Stoll says the mortality rate was just 3 or 4 elk per year, but in the last year and a half, 26 elk have died. Stoll says it is people feeding elk that's causing the death rate to soar.
They're killing them with kindness.
Stoll says by putting out feed for deer and elk, they unwittingly put the elk in danger. The feeding causes elk to gather in abnormally large concentrations by highways and waterways.
That's causing these vehicle collisions, vulnerability to falling through thin ice, and then also this high concentration of elk is causing some high concentration of parasites then, which is an abnormal situation.
Those parasites are causing brain worm and liver flukes, both fatal to elk. Stoll says this could threaten the 120 or so member herd.
At this time, we don't know that for sure, but we certainly are keeping close track of it.
It is illegal to feed elk. District attorneys in Bayfield, Ashland, Sawyer, and Price counties have been contacted by the DNR. They say they're willing to begin prosecuting people if the feeding doesn't stop. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.